SBS Radio.
Hello, I'm Bryden Nichols, and this is NITV Radio. Coming up now for you, my yarn with Shiloh McNamee. And our conversation is about the annual Darwin Aboriginal Art Fair and Indigenous fashion projects.
So my name is Shiloh McNamee. I'm the Artistic Director of the Darwin Aboriginal Art Fair Foundation. My role is to essentially organise all of the public-facing content that the foundation delivers at the fair. So that's our public program, and we also have a curators program.
This is the 15th annual Darwin Aboriginal Art Fair. How has the event grown and changed over the years?
Look, it's been incredible to see the growth that has occurred pretty quickly, actually. So I came on board with DAF in 2018, and each year it's gone from strength to strength. So we've kind of broken records every year, which has been amazing. So starting out from really humble beginnings, just with our executive director, Claire, and a few art centres in Darwin. And until 2019, we went up to 70 art centres, and then 2020, of course, DAF Digital because of COVID, and that also broke a number of records as well for us, so that was pretty amazing.
Yeah, so in 2020, the art fair was online. How did that experience shape the way the fair engages with audiences moving forward?
We learnt so much in that year because we were basically learning and adapting on the fly, so as new information came in, we, you know, changed our approach, really. So one of the first things that we did was to ring around and consult with all of our art centre members. They essentially own the fair and, you know, tell us what they want from us. So it was really important to engage in that consultation process. So they said that they did want a fair, and we adapted our programming to go, in my department, the public program. I put a lot of it online. So the physical workshops that you'd normally get to enjoy at the fair, we turned them into Zoom workshops, which we got some really awesome feedback about, and the artists really enjoyed it, which was really great to see.
The Darwin Art Fair will be running alongside its two key Indigenous fashion project events, with Country to Couture returning for its sixth year and the National Indigenous Fashion Awards returning for its second year. Can you tell us about the growth of Indigenous fashion and how fashion contributes to culture and storytelling?
Yeah, look, that again has been amazing to see the incredible growth in this area, and seeing that art centres are really keen to kind of get on board and really explore fashion as an avenue to share culture. So it's one of the great things about Country to Couture and the NEIPAs is that strong element of collaboration, and where we really enforce, you know, recognising collaborations between other designers and art centres, and just make sure that's a really fair and transparent process. So that's been really great to see. And just, yeah, like I said, a lot more engagement, a lot more awareness from mob across the country. So yeah, that's been lovely.
Yeah, so this might be a difficult question, but what do you think mm-hmm. will be a highlight for festival audiences?
That is a difficult question because I think the tickets have just gone bananas. Like the first 2 days of putting them out there have seen, yeah, a lot of the pre-releases all kind of booked up. But I'm really excited to see the NEIPAs and really, you know, recognise some of that amazing talent. I think, yeah, there'll be, you know, a lot of teary eyes in the house. But, you know, from my angle, I'm pretty biased. I can't wait to get those, to see the workshops happening. We've got a lot of different ones going on this year to what we normally have. So a lot of the art centres have responded really in an overwhelmingly positive way and just been really excited to be able to present workshops again live at the fair. So I'm pretty excited about that.
Yeah, amazing. Where do you see the future of the festival going?
Oh, look, we are just we're just trapped in for the ride, basically. So each year it's kind of, you know, bigger and better. And, you know, we're already at all four halls of the convention centre, so we're pretty chock-a-block there. But I think there definitely is, you know, room to expand in different kind of directions.
Can you please tell everyone when the fair will be on in Darwin?
Yeah. So the art fair itself is on Friday 6th to the 8th of August. Yeah, so the exhibition is on 10 till 4 p.m. daily, except Saturday we're open a bit later till 5 p.m. You know, we're currently, you know, monitoring this COVID situation, and, you know, it's an evolving situation. So we are planning full steam ahead for the physical fair, but we will be acting in accordance with best advice and most current advice we're very prepared with our plan B option. So, you know, we pulled off an amazing digital fair last year and that had record attendance as well online. So, you know, we're full steam ahead either way.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.